What's up, everybody? It's Jeff Kessie, and I'm here on Anchor using it for the first time. But y'all should go check out my podcast and put that in my URL. That's why I'm mainly here. But I'm actually going to use Anchor as a way to propel my my voice and also to propel my podcast. So season two of my podcast is coming out soon. I'm not going to say no dates, but it's coming out soon. And I hope that everybody can really come and listen, because this season is going to be less emotional as season one was, where I really got into depth with the history of my grandma. But I also used some fillers featuring friends and acquaintances on the podcast. And pretty much, I'm ready to get started. I'm popped. I'm hyped. I'm ready. I've been reading a lot of books, listening to a lot of podcasts. And I'm ready to just dive into this. And I feel like Anchor is going to be a huge help. Thank you. And can't wait to, hear back from y'all on my podcast. Yo, back. Jeff Kessie. And I'm just here to talk about just pretty much how confusing it is to be ages 19, 20, 21. You know, you ever thought about how confusing it really is? you're forced to go to college. You're kind of forced to do things that you probably don't even want to do. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be the bad guy in this saying, yo, don't go to college, follow your passion right after school. If high school ain't your thing, drop out. I don't want to be that guy. I know school's important. I know formal education is important. But it's these times are very confusing. Come on. What am I really supposed to do? I'm in college. I'm about to be a junior next year. So it's just, I'm in this transition stage where I know I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. But at the same time, I do not want to be working for somebody else for the rest of my life. That is a no. I do not want to be clocking in at a job saying yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. No, that is not me. I want to do my own thing. And that's just facts. And I know everybody listening wants to be their own boss. Everybody listening wants to do something different. Nobody wants to work for somebody else. Nobody wants to be somebody else's bitch, or nobody wants to just be looked down upon. Everybody wants to be the it factor in every company, every business. And so that's why I think from 19, 20, 21 and above, these are the most confusing times, but those are the most crucial times in our lives, because those are the times we should really focus on what we're gonna do for 20 years to come, 30 years to come. You know what I mean? I follow Gary Vee, and then I literally listen to him all the time. I was actually just listening to him right now. That's crazy. he really pinpoints that and how people should, crush it. Follow their passion and just crush it at that. You know what I mean? And that's literally all you have to do. There's literally no secret antidote but to hustle and follow your dreams, and you will achieve them. I don't know, just what Gary Vee said. He said, if anybody that looks like you, and I'm quoting him, if anybody that looks like you has made it, then there's no excuses. If anybody that looks like you has made it, then there's no excuses. You can complain all you want. You can say they had this, they had, no, there's no excuses. I am black. Jay-Z made it. That means I can make it. It's literally that simple. There's no 2 + 2 + 4. There's no nothing. There's no math. There's no equation. It's literally as simple as step one, step two, step three. There you go. If you do this, if you do this, if you do this, you change your mindset, and you can accomplish so freaking much, man. And it's just, oh man, I can't stress it enough. And I love Gary Vee, but at the same time, I'm just what can we do in this age to, better ourselves and prepare ourselves for the next 20 and next 30 years? And that is hustle, that is read, that is find mentors, that is build, and literally just build and build and build, because that's the only way we're going to succeed. And there's nothing more. It's literally that simple. And I hate the fact that, the worst thing is that people are put into these boxes. People who want to be medical students, I understand you want to be a medical student, you want to be a doctor, go ahead and do you, babe. If you want to cut organs for the rest of your life, I love it. I will support you. But at the same time, you got to know what you're putting yourself through. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, a doctor is good, but you are working for somebody else. If you are not there, you don't, you know what I mean? You get money, but at the same time, you're not, you know, you're not valuable unless you're there. And being a businessman, being in the business world, learning economics, learning all this other stuff, if you get enough assets, if you get enough assets, you will be valuable even if you are sleeping or you are in Hawaii. So I respect all the doctors out there. I respect all the anesthesiologists out there. I respect all of them. But at the same time, I know what they went through. And I feel like they were put in a box. Nobody ever told them, yo, if you really get your PhD, you could open this up, could open your own business up. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many outlets to everything, but nobody ever told them. And they were just put in this little box. That's what I really don't like. So, facts. Jeff, peace.